The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. And she has brought some delicious pea soup. Is that right?
Pea soup, yeah. Do you like pea soup?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't order pea soup.
Why?
I just kind of think it's a bit basic, isn't it?
See, I don't think it is at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's so sweet. I think
blending some frozen peas, heating them up. There you go.
Well, we're going to...
Is that what you've done here now?
No, it's obviously not. We were going to do a bit more. And you know what? Yes, I have done more than that. But the key today is peas and simplicity. It is about simplicity. It's about speed. It's about stunning summer dishes. And I am going to top your pea soup with a couple of interesting ingredients that are going to elevate it.
Okay.
And they're not hard work. So none of this is hard work.
Is it pea season?
Like summer season, yeah, peas. Do you grow peas at home?
No, sorry, we have, but the dog was urinating on them every morning.
Right,
so
right, got
we just had to let them wither on the vine.
Mine didn't go well, and it's just because it just
I felt really well. Sorry, the dog, they grew great.
Yeah.
But I was like, even the kids, I was like, do not touch those.
Yeah, no, don't eat them. Because like when you can pop fresh peas out of the pod, like they're just gorgeous. They're nutty and they're sweet and they're beautiful. And like even some of the supermarkets now will sell a little bag of proper fresh peas and you literally eat them like sweet.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. So they're very, very special. But everything today is based on a bag of frozen peas.
Oh, is it?
Cheapest this isn't chips. This is
picked
not
from the garden.
Peas. No.
Okay.
I think we are in that kind of summer season, but they're incredibly light, sweet, fresh. The joy for me is they lend themselves so easily to dishes that are incredibly simple and smart, but like full of flavor. And that's what I want.
I've always hated mushy peas.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I never liked them. The whole mushy pea thing with fish and chips. Yeah. I just was like, blech. From day one.
Funny.
Very few foods fall into that category for me. That was one of them.
But I'm glad I didn't bring mushy peas.
Yeah.
I mean, because it could have been a contender, to be honest.
Yeah, well, are they manky because they're a particular type of pea?
No, they're just overcooked. Like, they're processed. They're processed so much to put them in the tin. And they're just overcooked, essentially. And they're mushy. Like, if you ever want to make them a little bit better, buy your tin, bring them home. You know, butter, salt, pepper, a bit of mint, and it does make them better. But it's probably a textural thing. Do you know what I mean? It's the mushy, like it's just mush.
Yeah, it's just mush. Like, there's very few other foods are sold on the basis that they've turned to mush.
As she presents soup,
level
of extra mush. Okay, you know what? And I'm giving you the soup because now I'm like afraid I don't want you eating cold pea soup on me either. This is beautiful.
Is that warm?
It's meant to be, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
it is
warm. It's like, but it is chilling as we speak. We are going to top it with two things, right? Three things.
Okay.
A tiny little bit of excellent quality olive oil. I'd wanted to try this olive oil for so long and I got it. You're okay with truffle?
Yeah.
Tiny little bit of truffle oil over the top. So there's no cream, no butter.
Got to open that before it comes out. There you are.
Take a little extra shake. Pinch of Irish sea salt.
Lovely.
Okay, now go pea soup.
Okay.
Okay, so, and you could do either olive oil or truffle oil, but we're going to do a tiny little bit of each. The little bit of sea salt. So, I mean, you weren't far off when you said I just blended frozen peas. So it was frozen peas in chicken stock. Cook them in chicken stock. Like vegetable stock, yes, but if you're not doing specific vegetarian or vegan, you can go with chicken stock. Blitz them down. You could put a little bit of onion in there. I love to sprinkle a tiny little bit of garlic powder. So today is about kind of little, you know, pantry cheats and hacks as well.
Yes.
So stock, peas, and a tiny little bit of garlic powder. Blitz it up. Ta-da! And then the olive oil on top, the little bit of truffle oil, the little bit of sea salt.
That's nice now.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not,
that is not bad at all.
It's not awful, like.
It's not awful.
Thanks very much. We'll progressively get worse as one goes on. Or better, I hope.
I hope so. We're starting on not awful.
Yeah, and like peas are so old school. Do you know what I mean? Like we grew up on, I suppose, like boiled peas. Do you know what I mean? And peas were just that handy throw a vegetable on the side of the dinner plate.
Yes.
You know? And it was funny when I was making the soup, like that really brought me back to that smell of boiled peas. And for me, I was like going, because I don't really, like, peas on a plate, maybe, but not mad about them. Do you know how to eat peas? How do you eat your peas on a plate?
How do I eat my...
Shovel them?
Yeah, I probably do shovel them, yeah.
Oh, Kieran. bit of etiquette for you now, right?
Oh, so go on.
What you're going to do, you're going to turn your fork like backwards, like this.
Yeah.
Use your knife, push your peas in towards your fork, and then you stab them onto the tines of the fork. And as many as you pick up is as many as you're only allowed to eat at a time. I mean, it's fierce slow.
Your peas and the rest of your dinner will be cold by the time you get to it if you do that way.
Maybe that's
You got to go with the shovel.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we didn't like peas for so long, because
gotta
they were
go with
cold
the shovel.
Peas. So yeah, that's your etiquette for eating peas. Listen, I mean, like, peas go way back, and they probably had a moment, I feel, kind of back maybe noughties. Heston Blumenthal did a lot of work around peas and pea purees, and you know, you go to like these fancy kind of fine dining restaurants and there's a splodge on the plate, and the chef kind of drags the spoon through it, and it's a bright kind of ping of a colour on the bottom. That became very popular, and peas were great for that because they've got that vibrant colour. But they're also deliciously sweet. Next dish.
Okay.
We're talking and eating today at the same time. Very French, very classic. I suppose this is a beautiful goat's cheese, mozzarella and pea tart.
Oh, lovely.
With a little bit of pesto and an all butter shortcrust pastry.
Now that's good.
Isn't it delicious?
Yeah.
And it's the play on the sweetness of the peas with the creamy kind of tartness of the goat's cheese. But goat's cheese has a sweetness to it as well. Pesto, and you don't ever call pesto sweet, but there's an undertone of a little bit of sweetness that runs through it. So I'm going to step you through this recipe, right? Because like I said, this is the peas, I suppose. Indian cookery uses a lot of peas. Italian cookery uses a lot of peas. French cookery, not quite as much.
Really?
Yeah.
The Italians use a lot of peas.
A lot of peas. They will pair their peas with, like, in risottos, in a lot of, like a broth. You know, and they'll put like a little pasta in the broth, and peas with pancetta, smoked pancetta, peas with parmesan, peas with spinach. So like they really play on those kind of core ingredients that they have. Like,
but the French, not so much.
A little bit. There's beautiful kind of French dish that's like French greens. So you would have maybe your spinach, your greens, your asparagus, your peas, slowly kind of cooked, reduced down in a broth, finished with a little bit of butter, which would be beautiful. But I'm going to walk you through this recipe,
okay.
Right? I did have a moment of weakness before I made this where I was going, well, I just buy pastry. Like, and that is not like me. I promise that is not like me.
And you made this?
Of course I did. I always make everything. But for the moment that I did think about it, I was like, you know what? I will actually have it done as quick. And that's my point here. 200.
Is that quick?
It's so easy. In your food processor, put like 300 grams of flour, put 150. So half the amount of butter to flour, real butter. You can use a block of hard margarine, but like, do you see that, what we call shortness? There's a crummy crispness to the edge of that pastry. That's butter. Butter is doing that for you. So 300 grams of plain flour, 150 grams of butter in the food processor. Pulse, 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 pulse until it looks like breadcrumbs. Drop a cold water until it comes together in a ball. You're done. Wrap it in cling film, throw it in the fridge.
That's it.
You're done. There's nothing else to it. And then you just roll it out. There's no... You can be as finessed as you want with rolling out your pastry for a short crust. Do you care? Do you care really if that had a little patchwork bit broken on the bottom? Do you care about the edge if there was a bit falling off?
Well, listen, I actually wasn't going to bring it up.
Really?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but the pastry game could do with...
Will you stop?
Do you know what? It's just aesthetics matter. All right, Aisling? And I have to say, I didn't notice.
I'd like it to know. I'll post a picture later on. My pastry looks... very good.
Yeah.
The filling, let me talk to you. 4 eggs.
All gone.
200 grams of cream in there. Frozen peas, just directly out of the bag, frozen. We have goat's cheese crumbled in. A little bit of a ball of mozzarella, you know, the buffalo mozzarella.
Yes.
That goes in there. And like, that's it. You can put dill in, you could put fennel in. Really, really nice. But just pop them in, bake it in the oven, 45 minutes to an hour. Delicious. Have it for lunch, have it for dinner, have it hot, have it cold.
Lovely.
I love
that.
It
is really,
really
good.
Nice way to
really,
use
really
these.
Good.
Which one of these two would you like to go to next?
Let's go with the, what is this? Lobster ravioli.
Lobster ravioli. Yeah, with a creamy dill and pea sauce with hot smoked salmon.
Oh, wow.
This dinner
Great.
Will be pulled together in under like 7 minutes.
No way.
Easily. So you're buying your lobster ravioli.
Okay.
So it's a really high end, really good quality. So you know the supermarkets do those finest, better.
Yes, whatever their brand
whatever
is.
They are.
Yeah.
So it's in the supermarket. Keep an eye out. So it's a lobster one filled with a little bit of lobster. They cook, like it's fresh pasta. So they cook in 4 minutes, plunge it into boiling water, take it out. While that's doing, or you can use the same pan, cream. Pop your cream in. Let your cream warm. So like for kind of a low to medium heat, let your cream warm. pop your peas, your frozen peas in, petit pois or garden peas. You can use either.
Okay.
The difference being, I suppose, petit pois are harvested earlier. So they're younger, they're sweeter, they're slightly smaller. Garden peas are just a little bit more mature, a little bit.
Sorry, are they the same plant often?
Yeah.
Just the petit pois. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you would have to plant peas for petit pois.
No, well,
okay.
Not to the best of my knowledge, and I can stand correct.
Okay.
But yeah. So the petit pois are earlier in the season, essentially harvested earlier. So the cream, the peas, dill, which is really lovely.
Yeah.
And again, like I talk about dill so often, it's that really underrated herb. Now, you can use dried, but fresh is definitely a little bit nicer. And then you can buy the fillets of hot smoked salmon in the supermarket. So take one of those, flake it into the sauce, toss your pasta in it, little bit of black pepper, parmesan to finish, and you're done.
God, that's very easy, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's so easy.
So that was just cream, the petit pois,
yeah,
dill,
and the hot smoked salmon.
And the hot smoked salmon.
Yeah, and then like you can, you know, you don't need the parmesan if you don't want. Black pepper is nice at the end to lift it. But again, like that hot smoked salmon when you taste it, and I'm using the word sweetness, but there is a slight sweetness to it. Lobster meat has a slight sweetness to it. The peas have a slight sweetness. And it's all very delicate in flavour, which I think is really, really nice. Again, if you go back to something like that Indian cookery that we were looking at, a lot of those dishes will carry so much more spice with them, you know, as opposed to the Indian, or as opposed to the Italian dishes, I suppose, which they're, again, they're that. It's simplicity. It's, you know.
Do the Indians use a lot of peas?
A lot of peas. Things like your biryanis, things like your samosas will all, they really rely on peas quite a lot. But again, it comes from that use of chickpeas, of lentils, of split peas, you know. So it's that kind of culturally, they're just so used to kind of using peas for everything. So matar, paneer, aloo. So aloo is like your kind of dry kind of curry spices, cumin, potato, peas in a dish. And it's just so much flavour. You can put tomatoes in there as well. Nutritionally, if you're looking at your peas, and it is something to look at, like, why do we say we should eat them? Protein.
Yes.
So they're one of those foods that is a plant-based protein, which is really good. Compared to something like chicken, you're nowhere close, right?
You often see that pea protein kind of supplements into food, don't you?
Have you like tried for, it?
No, because it's usually vegans and vegetarians who kind of bother with that.
Yeah.
I forget my protein from things that used to walk around in fields.
Meat and milk and cheese and all the,
all
good,
the
stuff.
Good stuff.
All the good stuff. The pea protein. So I've used the pea protein and I've done, I would work for different companies doing a lot of development stuff, and I was on a project and we were trying to find a really good protein. It was going to be a whey protein. What kind of protein was it? So it's whey protein, rice protein, and we went with the pea protein and tried a lot of different recipes with it. And it's funny, you can taste it more than you can taste the others.
You can taste the pea off it.
It almost. It's not pea you can taste, but it's an earthiness. It's kind of a greenness. You know it's there. So I find the pea protein a little bit harder. Like if I'm doing like a green smoothie in the morning, you know, and you already have your greens in, I don't mind it. I don't notice it. But if I'm making like something like power balls, or you want to put like it into flapjacks or something, it doesn't translate as well. The rice protein is much better for that.
Okay.
And I find it a little bit more difficult. But things like your edamame, your peas, your chickpeas, your quinoa, your brown rice, all of those are full of protein. So, you know, there's such a buzz about eating enough protein, but you can do it really simply. And I suppose the next dish we're going to move on to is slightly kind of middle-eastern.
You say that, I've already moved on to it.
We have already moved
on. People can't see me. I'm eating the next dish.
I was waiting to get you there. Moroccan lamb skewers.
Yes.
Koftas with a beautiful kind of super greens grain salad. Now what I did, so the lamb is lamb mince. Isn't it really nice?
Yeah, really good.
Lamb mince, cumin, a little bit of smoked paprika in there, onion powder, garlic powder. So think when you're doing things like koftas and meatballs, I tend to stay away from putting too much fresh ingredients in. Fresh onion, fresh garlic. The dried works really well because see the way how well it holds on? So it, you know, you pack it in quite well, drizzle it with olive oil, roast it in the oven, put them on the barbecue, roast them in the oven, whatever works. But again, it's a lovely way to use Irish lamb that's not just your traditional, you know, roast lamb with mint and peas.
Yes.
But we're getting in all of those elements, but just doing it in a really modern way, I suppose. So that's the koftas done, the lamb mince, the couple of little spices, roast them off in the oven, and then the salad. In the supermarket, and I know I've spoken about it before, you can buy these pouches of pre-cooked grains. Okay, so it's a great little, again, cheat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's quinoa, brown rice, there's sometimes quinoa, brown rice, sunflower seeds.
Yes.
All of those. You can cook your own. But open up the grains, pop them into a bowl. And then what I done was I had fennel, a bulb of fennel.
Yes.
And courgettes. little bit of olive oil in the pan, really thinly sliced the fennel, put it on first, maybe give it 10 minutes, finally slice the courgette. And again, these are all things that are in season in Ireland. So like, it's really nice. We see them plentiful in the supermarkets at the moment. They're really plentiful and cheap in your greengrocer or your supermarket. So let's play with them and kind of use them. Both, like the courgettes have a really delicate flavour. The fennel is a bit more bold, a bit more punchy. But when you slow cook it, it brings out that layer of sweetness. Again, it's a little kind of undercurrent of sweetness. So slow cooked that. What I did was I sat a little bit of tinfoil, or you can do parchment paper on top. That allows them to almost caramelise.
Mm.
So you're caramelising slow cooking the courgettes and the fennel. Toss them through the grains. Pop in my peas. Now, I just took the frozen peas straight frozen and like popped them straight into the grains.
Okay.
Toss them all the way through. Then I garnish with a little bit of chilli. I put in some mint and some dill. A couple of fennel fronds. So you know, off the top of the fennel, there's these little kind of leafy fronds that look like dill. They're gorgeous. And then just to bring kind of a little bit of creaminess to it, to kind of balance out the spice and the greens, I took ricotta, which again, really high in protein, really low in fat. Grated in a little bit of lemon zest, lemon juice, tiny bit of black pepper, and then dollop of that sitting on top, and it's really nice.
It is really nice.
Isn't it tasty?
It is delicious.
So like really different recipes for peas, you know, not your classic, but really, really tasty.
Yeah.
And simple.
And not a mushy pea in sight.
Not a mushy pea in sight.
Not a mushy pea in sight.
No. And I've done video recipes for all of these.
Oh, great.
So I'm going to pop them up on my Instagram so you can follow along to all of those recipes as well.
So if you just look up, search Aisling's name, Aisling Larkin on Instagram, you'll find her there. And as she says, video recipes of all of this, other social platforms as well. We'll get this up as a podcast as well if you want to listen back and follow along. Some of those recipes, I mean, very, very simple, a lot of them, and absolutely delicious. I'll attest to that. I'm sure it'll be the same next week. Aisling, we'll talk to you then. Aisling Larkin, TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.